O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of our God. Hosanna in the highest. Come, O long-awaited Savior, born to set thy people free. From our fears and sins release us. Let us find our rest in thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth thou art, dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart. Born to free thy captive people, born a child and yet a king, born to reign in us forever, now thy gracious kingdom bring. By thine own eternal Spirit, rule in all our hearts alone. By thine all-sufficient merit, raise us to thy glorious throne. On that promised day, all the peaks will drip with newest wine, and the hills will flow with milk and honey. Alleluia. O Shepherd of Israel, hear us. You who guide the flock of Joseph, shine forth from your cherubim throne upon Ephraim, Benjamin, Manasseh. Adonai, rouse up your might. Adonai, come to our help. Adonai Sabaoth, how long will you seem to frown on our plea? You have fed us with tears for our bread. We drink our tears by the barrel. You let our oppressors mock us. Our enemies laugh us to scorn. You brought out a vine from Egypt, cleared out nations to plant it. Before it you cleared the ground, made it take root to fill the land. It overshadowed the mountains and covered the cedars with its boughs, stretched out its branches to the sea, its roots to the river Euphrates. Then why are its walls now destroyed? Those who pass help themselves to its grapes. Wild boars tear up its roots, and beasts devour its fruit. God of might, turn again, we implore. Lean down from the heavens and see. Visit this vine and protect it. Cherish this vine once again. Restore once again our life, and we will invoke your name. Restore the light of your presence, and we shall be saved. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love. As always before, so now and evermore. Amen. On that promised day, all the peaks will drip with newest wine, and the hills will flow with milk and honey. Alleluia.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. A shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse, and from his roots a bud shall blossom. The spirit of Adonai shall rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and of understanding, a spirit of counsel and of strength, a spirit of knowledge and reverence for Adonai. And his delight shall be in the worship and love of Adonai. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Send forth your spirit, Adonai, and renew the face of the earth. Send forth your spirit, Adonai, and renew the face of the earth. Pour out your spirit on all humankind, and renew the face of the earth. Send forth your spirit, Adonai, and renew the face of the earth. How shall this be done, since I know not man? Hear, O Virgin Mary. The Holy Spirit shall come to you, and the power of the Most High shall cover you with its shadow.
Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation, in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant, the pledge to Abraham and Sarah, is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear, and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child, called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. How shall this be done, since I know not man? Hear, O Virgin Mary. The Holy Spirit shall come to you, and the power of the Most High shall cover you with its shadow.
For spouses who await the return of one who will not return. For parents who await the return of a child. For prisoners who await the return of their freedom. For the sick who await the return of their health. For the lonely who await the return of companionship. For the weary and exhausted who await the arrival of rest. For the oppressed who await
the arrival of justice. For the hungry who await the arrival of bread. For the dying who await the arrival of peace. For all these, we pray the words that Jesus gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, with wisdom and love you have created all things, and embrace all that you have made with your gentle strength. Come and teach us the ways of prudence, so that we may live in harmony and peace. For yours is the glory and power of love, now and forever. Amen. May the peace and wisdom of the Holy One instruct our hearts and our minds in Jesus our Emmanuel. Amen. Let us bless the world with peace and give thanks to God.